సమవేద భక్తువృందకి తాయోరసేమంది Today we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 71, text number 42. The chapter is entitled The Lord Travels to Indraprastha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudhirayet Nashtabraya Shubhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Ruttama Shlokar Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtiki. It's text 41 and 42.
Shvashva Sanchodita Krishna.
Krishna Patnischa Sarvasaha.
Anarcha Rukminim Satyam.
Adram Jambavatim Tata.
Kalindim Mitra Vindam Cha.
Shaibhyam Nagna Jitim Satim.
Anyascha Bhyagata Yastu.
Ashashran Mandana Dibihi.
Satya. Vadram jam babati kata. Kalindi vikramindam cha. Sarvyam nara jati sati. Anyascha vyakata yastu.
Shvashva, by her mother-in-law Kunti, Sanchodita, encouraged. Krishna, who is
Krishna?
Wrong. It's Draupadi. Krishna Patni, Krishna's wives, cha, and Sarvashaha, all of them, Anarcha, she worshipped Rukminim, Rukmini, Satyam, who is Satyam, referred here? Satyavama, very nice. Satyavama. Bhadram Jambavatim Bhadram Jambavati Tata also Kalindi Mitravindam Cha Kalindi and Mitravinda Shabhyam descendants of King Shidhi Nagnajitim Nagnajiti Satim, chaste, Anya, others, Cha, as well, Abhyagataha, those who had come there, Ya, who, to, and Vasa, with clothing, Shrak, flower garments, mandana, jewelry, adibihi, and so on. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Encouraged by her mother-in-law, Draupadi worshipped all of Lord Krishna's wives, including Rukmini, Satyabhama, Bhadra, Jambavati, Kalindi, Mitravinda, the descendant of Shidi, the chaste Nagnajiti, and other queens of the Lord who were present. Draupadi honored them all with such gifts as clothing, flower garlands, and jewelry. So you can repeat after me. Encouraged by her mother-in-law, Draupadi worshipped all of Lord Krishna's wives, including Rukmini, Satyabhama, Bhadra, Jambavati, Kalindi, Mitravinda, the descendant of Shibi, the chaste Nagnajiti, and other queens of the Lord who were present. Draupadi honored them all with such gifts as clothing, flower garlands, and jewelry. Read. We'll finish up the chapter. Sukham nivashayam asah dharma rajo janardhanam sasanyam sanugham matyam sabhayam chanavam navam. King Yudhisthira arranged for Krishna's rest, and so to it that all who came along with him, namely his queens, soldiers, ministers, and secretaries, were comfortably situated. He arranged that they would experience a new feature of reception every day while staying as guests of the Pandavas. This translation is taken from Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book. Tarpayitva kandavena banim phalguna samyuta machayitva mayam yena rake divya sudhakrita uvasha katichin masan rakya priya chikirshaya viharan ratamaruya phalgunena bataye vita. Desiring to please King Yudhisthira, the Lord resided in Vriprastha for several months. During his stay, he and Arjuna satisfied his fire god by offering him the Kandava forest. and they saved Maya Danava, who then built King Yudhisthira's celestial assembly hall. The Lord also took the opportunity to go riding in his chariot in the company of Arjuna, surrounded by a retinue of soldiers. Purport. Srila Prabhupada writes in Krishna, it was during this time that Lord Shri Krishna, with the help of Arjuna for the satisfaction of the fire god Agni, allowed Agni to devour the Kandava forest during the forest fire. Krishna saved the demon Mayasura, who was hiding in the forest. Upon being saved, Mayasura felt obliged to the Pandavas and Lord Krishna, and he constructed a wonderful assembly house within the city of Hastinapur. In this way, Lord Krishna, in order to please King Yudhisthira, remained in the city of Hastinapur for several months. During his stay, he enjoyed strolling here and there. He used to drive on chariots along with Arjuna, and many warriors and soldiers used to follow them. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, to the 10th canto, 71st chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Lord Travels to Indraprastha. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Anjana Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stavitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Ramayam Tadati Swabhantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuga Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sagana Ratnatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Saritam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Adita Shri Vishakamitam Shah Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavani Vasachami Shacharine Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Dhyapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Kanchana Vastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyasha Patitana Papa Vidyo Vaishna Vidyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nishananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, it's nice to see all the devotees present here. Let's seek all your blessings. While I was taking rest yesterday, and then Dale Prabhu, Bhakti Dale Prabhu, mentioned that Srinidhi Prabhu couldn't come today, so I'm not supposed to be here, I'm supposed to be someone else, but I am here now. So please give me your blessings that I can talk something in relation with Krishna. So in the beginning I was thinking of asking a few quizzes to see how attentive you were in the class. It's a quiz time, as we say. So, how many queens did Krishna have? Please, can you, please, anyone can say. Oh, we'll start with small boy. Krishna first. You don't know how many queens Krishna had? Oh, you say. Very good, very nice. And how many principal queens Krishna had? Can anyone say here? Eight. Very good. Okay, now. So eight personalities, four from this section, four from Madhuji section. You have to tell four names of Krishna's queens, and you will have to say other four of Krishna's queen here. So we'll start with Madhuji's first. Rukmini, and then
Bhadra.
Bhadra, very nice. Jambavati, and then
Nagarjita, you're reading me. No wonder Madhujis are getting 100%. And then here? Kalindi, very nice. Two more.
Michalinda.
I think so, someone said Michalinda.
Sorry.
Is it? Okay. Two more. Anyone can, now it's an open. What is it? Jambavati is mentioned. Oh, that's not Krishna's queen. That I was going to ask another question on that for you. One, two, three. Okay. Badra and Lakshmana. Oh, you said Badra? Oh, it's Mitravinda then. Lakshmana. Lakshmana is not mentioned here, but Lakshmana is one of the principal queens. And for you, who is Arjuna's wife? Very good. Very nice. Very good. So now, next question is, please can you tell me how Krishna achieved the different queens? So we'll start again with Madhuji.
He stole Rukmini.
And then Satyabhama. What have, how did Krishna achieve, get Satyabhama? Pardon me? What is it? Okay, yes. King Satyajit presented Satyabhama to Krishna along with the Shyamantaka jewel. Interesting thing, Krishna said, you keep the Shyamantaka jewel, I got a better jewel, Satyabhama. I'll keep her. Okay. Next one. Very good. Jambavati was given as a gift by Jambavan to Krishna. And then Mitravinda, how did Krishna get Mitravinda? Anyone knows? Maharshi might know. Oh no, that is someone else. Okay, we'll leave Mitravinda a little later. What about Nagmajiti? That is the one. Krishna was asked by Nagmajit, King Nagmajit, to control 7 mad bulls. These 7 mad bulls would have a competition with other kings who wanted to have Nagmajiti as their wife. But they failed upon trying to conquer the 7 bulls. But Krishna, he was able to expand himself 7 times and control all the bulls. And he won the hand of Nagmajit, Jiti. There's another name for her, I don't remember, of Nagmajiti. What about Lakshmana? Who can say, how Krishna got Lakshmana? So, how Krishna got Lakshmana was very interesting. As you will read later on, Draupadi will have a wonderful conversation with the queens of Krishna. And Draupadi explained to her them how she got Arjuna and the 5 Pandavas as her husbands. Then later on, Draupadi asked the queens during the solar eclipse or lunar eclipse in Kurukshetra. That's where they met. And he asked the queens of Krishna how they won the hands of Krishna. So everyone was telling their stories and pastimes how they got Krishna's hand. Lakshmana, she said, my Swayambhar ceremony where she said that my father put a test which was more difficult than what Arjuna could achieve while she won your hand, Draupadi. So Lakshmana was explaining how Arjuna expertly shot the eye of the fish. But then she was saying that in this Swayambhar, Arjuna also tried, but he failed the test because it was much more tough, much more difficult. I don't know the intricacy of it, but it was much more difficult. But only one person, Krishna.
I think that he had his eyes blinded.
Yeah, that's right. You had to close your eyes and shoot the eye of the fish. And then only Krishna was able to do. Arjuna just missed by a small particle. And then other queens... Who can tell the other queens? Kalindi? Very simple.
You know.
Kalindi? obviously after the Kandava forest gets burnt, I think so. During this time, Krishna actually goes to Yamuna with Arjuna, and then sees a beautiful girl, and Krishna goes and asks Arjuna, and tells Arjuna, go and inquire from her and see what is her name and who is her father, where is her residence. That's where Krishna met up Kalindi and then got married with her in Hastinapur itself, in Indraprastha itself, or in Dwarka, I'm not sure. And Mitravinda, I'm not sure exactly. Nevertheless, Srila Prabhupada would explain that every day we should try to read Krishna book, because it's very nice meditation before you go to sleep. When you read Krishna book, you'll dream about Krishna. Then you'll dream about Krishna's activities and pastimes. Better than what we dream now, or we may dream previously. So that's why it's very important we read Krishna book. And at the time of death, you can remember Krishna and go to Krishna. This is the whole purpose of reading Krishna book every day. It's very wonderful to see how Yudhisthira, he is being a very, very good host and receiving the guests, none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead Shri Krishna. And he's treating Krishna's paraphernalia or associates as good as Krishna, or even more. It is explained by Lord Shiva in Padma Purana to his very beloved consort. This knowledge Krishna, Lord Shiva explained, is very, very important, very, very confidential. You see, when Lord Shiva, when a husband tells something to the wife, it is very confidential, generally speaking. This kind of information, you don't give it out so freely to anyone and everyone. You make sure that this such information you give has to be very, very well concealed. And because you trust your wife so much, or you trust your husband so much, you're able to open your mind. So Lord Shiva said, now he's opening his mind to Parvati. He says that, Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnur aradhanam param. Tasmat parataram devim tariyanam samacharam. Oh my dear Devi, oh my dear, most beloved consort, Parvati. That out of all the worship, so there's different kind of worship. There are worship in mode of goodness, there's worship in mode of passion, there's worship in mode of ignorance. As you might have read in Bhagavad Gita, who can tell me what is worship in mode of ignorance?
Whom we worship or how we perform the worship?
Worship.
Whom we worship?
Ghosts and spirits.
Ghosts and spirits, very nice. And
worship.
Pardon me?
Worship.
According to Bhagavad Gita, I'm asking. I'm not asking. But as Mataji said, worship in mode of ignorance is worshipping of ghosts and spirits, evil. You know, that is considered in mode of ignorance, worship in mode of ignorance. What about worship in mode of passion? Demigods? Pardon me? Demigods? Worship, pardon me? Yeah, I also thought like that. I was thinking like very, very important people in history. Like in some people might worship great personalities like Stalin or Hitler. big personalities of this world. And what about in goodness? No, there's pure goodness. There's topmost. But it is. Yeah, Vishnu. You can say demigods as such. Demigods. So, we know that out of all the worship, Krishna, Lord Shiva says, out of all the worship, topmost worship, even worship beyond the demigods and ghosts and spirits, is worship of Lord Vishnu. This is what Lord Shiva says. This is my understanding, this is my knowledge. Lord Shiva says, this is the topmost worship. But more higher than worshipping Vishnu is Tadiya Samachanam, worshipping Vishnu's paraphernalia. Vishnu's paraphernalia includes like the singhasans, the flute, and then the books. You distribute the books, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. And then also, paraphernalia is also referred to devotees. So anything that is related to Krishna, that is understood as paraphernalia. Worshipping Krishna's paraphernalia is considered the topmost worship, more higher than worship of Vishnu, more higher than worship of Krishna. It is explained in the Shastra that when a guest comes, you should treat him you should treat them as Narayan, as if they are Narayan. You should worship as if, good as if you are worshipping Krishna. That is very, very important. We know in the life of Srila Prabhupada, such a example to the society for the next 10,000, for eternity, really. Srila Prabhupada is such a wonderful example. In anything, any field, he was expert. In managerial, he was expert. In editing books, he was expert. Anything, you name it, he was expert in anything. In logic, in logic, he was expert in logic. In philosophy, he was expert. In music, he was expert. Who can play the music like Srila Prabhupada? No one can. In fact, one great musician came to Mayapur and went to Prabhupada's Samadhi, and he heard this beautiful Hare Krishna dhun. The normal Hare Krishna dhun you hear every day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And that musician said to Bhaktivedanta Purnamar, he said, actually, I never heard this tune. I'm such an expert raga, you know, I know all music, but I never heard this tune. This tune is undoubtedly from the spiritual world. This is the conclusion of the musician. So we can see Prabhupada was expert in every field, in anything. And also, in fact, he was expert in receiving guests and making, nurturing the guests such a way that the guests, when they come, they change their heart. In fact, when Srila Prabhupada just started his movement in 1967 or so, he had a storefront, and that storefront was designed such a way anyone could walk in. Anyone would walk in, and Prabhupada would cook about a wonderful prasadam. If you read Prabhupada Lilamrita, he would cook sabjis, he would cook chapati, he would cook rice all by himself. How old was Prabhupada then? Who can say? 71. Yeah, 71, 72, somewhere around that time. He was a very old man, but he would cook everything by himself. He would invite a guest. Just as you see in the loft, the whole concept of the loft actually came from Mukunda Goswami. Mukunda Goswami mentioned this to Devamrita Maharaj, and that's where Devamrita Maharaj got the idea of the loft system. This is originally, Prabhupada is the original founder of the loft system. So he would welcome all the people, you know, people who have a nice cushion to sit on. They would, you know, feel very homely. Prabhupada would personally put the plate, and he would serve prasadam to the guests. And the guests would eat so nicely and say, "More chapatis, Swamiji." And Prabhupada would give more chapatis. Prabhupada gave so much care, Prabhupada gave so much love, and Prabhupada gave so much prasadam. As if they thought, you know, there is no better place than coming here every day. That's how Prabhupada would invite this guest every day. After that, Prabhupada would personally clean up everything after them. They would go away. And Prabhupada would clean everything up. He would clean the vessels. And then he would also eat prasadam for himself. See, the whole system of preaching or receiving guests is, the whole attitude should be selflessness. That is the main thing. It has to be selflessness. The guest first and then we second. That is the whole attitude. As Ramai Swami was explaining in his last visit, he was explaining how he wanted to come with his friends to Melbourne Temple first time. I had one devotee close the door and said, "There's no prasadam, no sandhya piece, go away." And then Kuru Guru rocked in and said, "Open the door." And "Let the guests come in." And he invited the guests. And he's the only sannyasi from the whole Australian yatra. So it's amazing. We can see it is very important that we receive the guest and we honor the guest very, very nicely. We should serve the guest as first priority, as Yudhisthira Maharaj is demonstrating himself. He's receiving the guest very, very nicely. Not the first time, but every day. Very important. Every day. He would treat as if the guest is just coming today. After two months of their stay together, Yudhishthira Maharaj and the Pandavas, they would stay together. But he would treat the guests as if they came today. As if they are fresh. That Yudhishthira Maharaj hasn't seen them for many, many years. That's how he would treat the guests every day. Fresh. As mentioned in this verse. He arranged that they would experience a new feature of reception every day while staying as guests of the Pandavas. Very important. Not just you receive the guests when they come first time. You receive the guests every day. That is the topmost, highest standard of worship, as you can say. Like when we worship Krishna. We worship Krishna every day without any stoppage. We make sure that we do Mangalarti every day. We make sure that we do Darshanarti every day. We make sure that we offer 16 upacharas, that is, welcoming the Lord and then so forth. Similarly, we should treat the guests every day as if they are new or fresh. In fact, in the Gurukul, we were taught we would have an assembly every day for 10-15 minutes after prasadam, before classes, at around 9:15 or so. So we would have 10-15 minutes every day where all the Gurukul boys would have to assemble. If they didn't assemble, they would have to clean toilets. 20 toilets, not 2-3 toilets, 20 toilets, using the hand pump with small buckets. 20 of that small bucket would clean up one toilet. So imagine how much hard work he had to do. And then we would have to smear cow dung all over the floor at the end if we didn't just come for that 10-15 minutes assembly. But that was very worthwhile, because that assembly gave us so much knowledge. Though it was very small, small period of time. So one of the lessons we learned in the Gurukul was we had to pay obeisances to everyone, every teacher, every day. First thing in the morning, we had to pay obeisances to any teacher. It was a very nice experience, but it was a very difficult one to keep. So similarly, Yudhishthira Maharaj is teaching us how to be a good host, how to receive guests properly. We should receive guests very nicely, as if the guests just came new to the temple. And you should create the temple environment such a way that they feel it is a home. In fact, Srila Prabhupada said, I build so many temples, but there's so many temples is considered like homes where everyone can live in. This is how we should create. This is the environment we should try to establish. It's not external thing, it is also internal thing. It's not just, you know, having nice prasadam and then having nice deity worship and then having everything nicely externally. It is also internally. We should say, please come in. Please have prasadam. The prasadam can be very nice, but it will be more tasteful when you say, please come and eat prasadam. Please eat as much prasadam as you can. Please read Prabhupada's books. You can have nice bookshelf and everything. And people can have access to the books. But it has a greater impact when you say, please read Prabhupada's books. Please take Prabhupada's book to your home. Please come and see the deities. See the deities, how they look? Look at Gornita, look at Jagannath Balaj Bhattar, look at Radha Vallabha. This is how we should invite the guests. This is, and then you can see, when the guests are treated like this, this personalism is involved with the guests, then the guests are willing to change their heart. And they're willing to reciprocate and take up the process of devotional service. This, the whole purpose of the loft environment is all to do with personalism, is to be friendly with the guests. When you have this friendly attitude, you can see the result of Srila Prabhupada. He created so many devotees just by receiving the guests nicely. What to speak of devotees? Devotees also have to be treated very nicely. It is explained, as you might have heard many, many times. Krishna says, those who claim to be my devotees are not my devotees, but those who claim to be devotees of my devotees are actually my devotees. When you serve the devotees of Krishna, then you're actually pleasing Krishna. And Rupa Goswami gives the whole guidance in Nectar of Instruction how one should serve the devotees, how one should reciprocate with devotees. There's the six loving exchanges. Who can tell me the six loving exchanges? Please. We'll start with new people or young children. What is very attractive to you, Mataji, when you come to the temple? What is most attractive to you when you come to
the temple?
The deities, but also prasadam?
Yeah.
So when someone gives you prasadam, you feel so happy? So this is considered one exchange. And giving prasadam, accepting prasadam, these are one loving exchange. And you can tell the other one. Yes.
So that means that what is accepting prasadam, giving prasadam.
And then one, another one is?
Inquiring
confidence and giving guidance and confidence. That's good. And then another two, who can tell? Maybe it's very good. Giving and receiving gifts. This is how we develop loving exchanges with devotees. It is explained, those who are just new people, and you have to show compassion. How you show compassion? By giving prasadam to the new people. And also accepting prasadam that they give. And then towards your friends who are on the middle platform, then you give loving gifts, because they can appreciate Krishna picture, they can appreciate pictures of Krishna, they can appreciate things which are more directly related with Krishna. And then later on, for those who are advanced devotees, what you have to do is you reveal your mind confidentially. That means you require a lot of trust. You make sure that the person who you're revealing your mind to is trustworthy, and he's a very advanced devotee. Because you wouldn't want to reveal your mind to a person who is going to spill out and make a BBC news throughout ISKCON, you know, what is your problems in life. No, the person has to have a genuine care and affection for their subordinate. So you reveal your mind to such person. And the devotees will also reveal their mind to devotees in their own platform or caliber. It is also explained later on, the next verse, that those who chant the names of Krishna, you should always offer respect. You must offer respect. You offer respect in your mind. How fortunate such a soul is that they are able to chant Krishna's name. When will I have the day where I can have that taste to chant Krishna's name? So you offer respect in your mind. And those who are initiated in the process of devotional service, they got Brahman initiation of Harinam Diksha, you pay obeisances. That is the instruction given by Rupa Goswami. You give them your obeisances. But those devotees who are free from envy, and who are free from fault finding, and who are such advanced souls, such persons you should associate with. Who knows that verse? It's a very nice verse. So this is how we relate with devotees. Yes. Krishneti yasya girita manasedriyeta. Those who chant the name of Krishna, you respect them in the mind. Manasedriyeta. Dikshashti chet pranati bhischa bhajati misham. Those who are initiated, you give your obeisances, pranams, dandavats or panchanga. That means you flat rod or five limbs, you pay obeisances. And dikshashti chet pranati bhischa bhajati misham. Shushushaya bhajanam vijnanam ananya manya. Nindadi sunya, hridam ikshita sangalabhya. This is a very important point. Nindadi sunya hridam. His heart is free from nindadi, or his heart is free from fault finding. Sunya means zero. His heart is zero of fault finding. Nindadi sunya hridam ikshita sangya sam. To such devotees you should associate. This is how you have a loving exchange with devotees. This is how you have a fresh environment among devotees. And at the same time, you have that fresh environment with the guests, by receiving the guests very nicely, giving them really nice prasadam, giving them the access to read Prabhupada's books, giving them the opportunity that they can take the holy names with them, And then with devotees, you associate with them lovingly, accordingly, according to their status, or devotional status. And then, as Rupa Goswami explains, actually, then such a person rises from Kanishta Adhikari to Madhyama Adhikari. Kanishta Adhikari is one who serves Krishna. He will worship Krishna, but he will not worship anyone else. He will not serve anyone else. This is neophyte mentality, that only Krishna and I exist and no one else. This is neophyte mentality. But a person who is much more advanced, he realizes that there is Krishna's devotees. So he serves Krishna's devotees. A Madhyama Adhikari, he does five things. Number one is that he worships the Lord. Number two, he has a loving exchange with the devotees. Number three, he is very compassionate to conditioned souls. He wants to help them offer solution from their suffering. And two more points, I don't remember. Pardon me?
He avoids the envious.
He avoids the demons or the envious. That's very important. And one more? And very good knowledge of Shastra. So this is, by following this etiquette, how to receive guests, how to worship guests, just as Yudhisthira Maharaj is exemplifying here, and having a loving exchange with devotees, then you come to the Madhyam Adhikari, you come to the Madhyam stage. This is, you should understand that this is actually, you're actually developing your love to Krishna. You understand everything is in relation with Krishna, and you worship Krishna nicely by serving Krishna's devotees. So this is the verdict of Lord Shiva. He says, those who worship the paraphernalia of Krishna, they are considered the topmost servitor. They are considered the topmost devotee, according to Lord Shiva. And this is shown by the example by Yudhisthira Maharaj. He is receiving Krishna very, very nicely. And Yudhisthira Maharaj is not only receiving Krishna very nicely, he is receiving the queens of Krishna, Krishna's paraphernalia, very, very nicely. So we can learn a very, very important lesson from here. How to receive guests. I'm not sure, but it's explained in one of the hellish planetary systems. If you don't receive the guests nicely, then the punishment is quite severe. I don't think so. I should mention this or not. But I will, just to add in the flavor. I told all the positives. I just tell the negative in less than 1 minute. It is explained that you'll be, I think, one of the hellish region. You'll be in one of the hellish region, and you'll be hanging upside down or something, I'm not sure exactly. And then an eagle will come, pierce the eye of the host who didn't take care of the guest nicely. Because he's seen the guest, but he hasn't received him nicely. Because he violated the use of his eyes, he gets the punishment like that. But anyway, more important, you remember the positives. then you'll avoid the hellish planetary system altogether. Thank you very much. Is there any comments or questions? Madhiji?
In regards to the six expanses,
yes,
Madhiji. It seems to understand that also accepting is a loving expanse. Very often we only, it's easy to
giving.
Giving is a loving expanse, but also
accepting, yes.
Because often you can see people have difficulties accepting.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
And they don't want to engage in that loving exchange of being indebted, because if you're indebted, you're actually somewhat controlled by that person.
Right.
So, interesting.
Very nice. Thank you very much. Prabhupada wouldn't hesitate if someone would give him donation. He would say, immediately take it and use it in Krishna's service. Sometimes Prabhupada would forcefully ask to get donation. But also at other times you see when an advanced devotee will give something like in Lakshmi or money or advice to a devotee who is generally considered not that much advanced as the advanced devotee, then such devotee should be hesitant to take the money, because you understand that advanced soul, he will make a better use of money than giving the money in my hands. But if he gives prasadam, you please accept, no problem. The attitude should be that I should give, not I should take. That should be the real attitude. Obviously, when you're presenting Krishna consciousness, money is a secondary thing, because you know, if he has to pay for what you're giving, he'll go bankrupt for his rest of his life. Because you're giving Krishna to them. You cannot purchase Krishna by any amount of money. So you don't mind taking the money from persons who misuse the money and use Krishna the money in Krishna's service. But our focus is not taking money from them. Our focus is giving Krishna to them. That is the main thing. While giving Krishna to them, you get money. Money will come if you give Krishna to them. This is very important, that charity will come if you give Krishna to them. And we know in the history of Radha Gopinath temple in Mumbai, Chaupati, I think so, the temple room was very, very small. How can I explain how small it is? Probably everyone knows where the dining room is. Yeah, that's how the temple was. That's how small it was. And they used to worship Radha Gopinath in that small room every day. So one devotee thought that he will do fundraising. So he started doing fundraising by worshipping Lakshmi Narayan. The whole motive was to get funds. The whole motive was to get money. Then Radhanand Maharaj said no. He immediately stopped that devotee from doing this fundraising. He said, you must go to the university and preach. He was the only devotee who was around in Radha Gopinath temple. There was other devotees, but they were mixed ideas, mixed behaviors. They would go and do Harinam in the beach, and they would recruit some people and shave them in the same day, but they would have cigarettes under their bed and all this. But anyway, he was one of the senior devotees and serious devotees. So Radhanand Maharaj would tell him, you should go and preach in the university rather than do this fundraising. Because that deities they used to worship Lakshmi Narayan is very famous, because Mahatma Gandhi would worship that deities. So in that sense, everyone knew that deity and was recognized as very famous. And the whole purpose was money collection. Radhanand Maharaj said, no, you must go and preach. And he did preaching. And you see, now you go to the temple, in Radha Gopinath temple, you'll get most astonished. Within the span of 10 years, 12 years, it's just amazing the way it's built. So many devotees are there, and at the same time, facility is enormous. You can't say. So when we present Krishna consciousness, our motive should not be to get money. Our motive should be to give Krishna to them. By giving Krishna to them, you get the Lakshmi. And you should not be hesitant to take Lakshmi if they give you the Lakshmi, because you know that if they have that Lakshmi, they will use it in mischievous way, going to alcohol and taking alcohol or doing nonsense things. But you use that Lakshmi in Krishna service, and then becomes positive. That's the whole motive. When you accept the charity, you must understand that you give them Krishna to them. Somehow, through prasadam, through holy name, or through giving valuable transcendental instructions, or giving them the shastra or scriptures. Thank you very much. Grandharashim and Bhagavatam. You can ask.